Let us read from God's holy word from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 2, and we'll read the first 12 verses. The Gospel according to Mark chapter 2 and the first 12 verses. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, in so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. What led me to this beautiful word was there have been just a few words that have flowed into my heart so much yesterday, and they are these. They are found in Hebrews chapter 10, but this man. And as one thought who this man was, it was none other than the dear Lord Jesus himself. And it was this glorious man that was to deliver this man sick of the palsy. And it was only this man that could do it. No others could. It was only this man that could forgive the sins of this dear man. it is only this man that can blot out all your sins and my sins. And it was this man that came to suffer, to bleed, to die at Calvary. And there is a blessed attraction to faith in this blessed man. We hope to sing, and immediately when the word came, but this man, it immediately came to me, the two hymns we hope to sing further in the service. And firstly, a man, there is a real man with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran in hands and feet and side. And then immediately it followed, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. And you see, it was through this blessed man, the Lord Jesus, that this dear man was healed, both of his sins and two of the palsy that was upon him. There's just one or two things I would name. Firstly, that it was noise that he was in the house. It was to be heard by those around that the Saviour was in this house in Capernaum. And immediately there were all those that came to hear this glorious man. And you see, never man spake like this man. And never man walked this earth like this man. He walked this earth free from all sin, ever desiring to do the will of his Father which was in heaven. And yet he came to bear the sins of all his dear bride, his church, all that the Father had given him. And it was this glorious man that should bring salvation to poor, needy sinners. Now, the second thing is this. Have we a sacred interest in this glorious man? The man Christ Jesus. One's mind goes to the dear woman of Samaria. You know, it was this glorious man that was to tell her all things that ever she did. It was through this glorious man that she was to be saved from all her sin. And it was through this glorious man that had done so much for her, that through him was to flow that living water which she so needed. And it was through him that she was to speak of the wonderful deliverance. You remember when she went into the city, what did she say? Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She revealed to the city who it was that had done great things for her. And the same applied with Legion. He could speak of what this glorious man had done for him in delivering him from the bondage and the hardness and rebelliousness he was in among those tombs. And it was this glorious man that was to cause him to sit at the feet of Jesus, the man Christ Jesus. And as one of old said, yea, this lovely man. And there's such an attraction, you see, to faith in him. And we see the faith in these that carried the dear man onto the rooftop and let him down at the feet of Jesus. And why did they let him down there? It was because this glorious man could heal him and grant him all that he needed. Well, may we be favoured as we venture on from this hour to know much of the sweet presence of this glorious man, the man Christ Jesus. And may he be to us each the one thing that is needful and the altogether lovely. You see, the spouse, there was none in the Song of Solomon to the bride of Christ like her beloved. He was everything to her. He was the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. She said, what is my beloved compared with another beloved? Yea, my beloved is the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely. Well, may the Lord grant us a little of the blessing that this dear man, sick of the palsy, was to experience in each of our own souls. And then we shall be able to love and praise him more. But this man, after he had offered up one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, accomplished all that he had come into this earth to do, to redeem his dear children. May we be favoured to be among such a people. Well, may the Lord bless the word.